You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Meggie Palmer on the line, and she is the founder and CEO of Pep Talk Her, and she's also going to be a speaker at the upcoming State of the Woman Conference that our good friend Gail Less is putting on with her team. So, hey, first off, Meggie, just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. I'm super excited about the conference as well.
All right, Meggie. So we got a lot to talk about, and I think it's a great topic overall. So what can we do to really help close the gender pay gap for good? And I'll be giving some information so that our listeners and viewers can follow up afterwards and connect with your brand overall. But just to get us kicked off here, I mean, what got you excited and interested in this concept of really closing the pay gap? Like, where did that start for you?
Right. So I spent 15 years as a correspondent. I'm Australian originally, hence my accent. So I was a journalist in Australia and then at the BBC World in London. And then I was traveling all around the world for different networks. And I found out at one point that I was actually getting paid less than the men that I sat next to in the newsrooms. I was kind of shocked because I was naive. I didn't even know that this was a thing. But for folks listening, on average, women are actually paid at least 20% less than their male colleagues for the same job.
And by the way, 20%?
Right. Wow. 20%. And for women of color, it's actually significantly worse. And so that sucks. But when you actually add it up, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So ostensibly, women are losing $400,000 to $500,000 over the course of their career, purely because of the unconscious bias that exists in terms of how women are treated in the workplace in terms of their pay. So I had that experience. I was kind of really frustrated, candidly, and I wanted to try and figure out how to do something about it. And so founded my company, Pep Talk Her. We built an app to help folks track their successes and be able to advocate for themselves. So that's where the story started.
Where'd the name come from? Love the name. Love the branding. Pep Talk Her. Where'd that come from? Was that...
It's kind of literal, right? Like we're trying to listen, ideally I wouldn't have a job. I hope that I'm unemployed one day because I hope that the gender pay gap is a story that you hear from the olden days. And we know that to solve for this problem, it's going to take legislation. It's going to take impetus from business. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for those levers to change, which the United Nations is telling us is going to take almost 200 years, at the current rate of change, we're really about helping the individual at the grassroots level. So if your listeners are like, oh my gosh, I get paid less, or my daughter gets paid less, or my best friend is totally not paid what she's worth, for folks who are telling those stories, we want to be able to help them right now. And so the way we do that is through a pep talk, and then we have a bunch of free resources on our Instagram and our website, and we run coaching and courses and stuff like that to support folks to sort of, take the steps now to change their situation. And we hope that the rising tide will lift all boats in the long term, as I say, while we're waiting for the legislation to kind of catch up.
Yeah. So first off, amazing mission and that 200 year mark. I mean, wow, that's a task. But what I love, and this is, I get this from my good friend, Aaron Alejandro, who's host of Growing Our Future podcast. And he says it's all about, and I'm going to paraphrase and butcher his saying, but it's all about, planting trees of which the shade you'll never stand under. And that's what we're doing. And that's the thought process behind it, is really thinking forward for even future generations. So 200 year mark, I mean, technically speaking, Meggie, I hope AI Adam is still here doing an interview somewhere. But maybe.
Listen,
I don't know.
Anything out.
Too long gone.
We can't rule anything out these days, technology. But I love that. I love that sentiment of, because it's like, what can we do now? And I think, when this happened to me, I was really upset. I was very upset. I was angry, whatever. And again, I'm sure that sadly, a lot of your listeners have had a similar experience. Maybe they got paid less. Maybe they got sacked while pregnant. Maybe their partner got laid off after returning from parental leave. Like, we hear these stories every day and they suck. Like, let's just be clear. They shouldn't happen. And yet they do. And so given that they are happening, like, what steps can you and I and all of your listeners take today so that there's a 1% change, right? Mm. And I wallowed for sure for a couple of weeks. And then I was like, you know what? I can either spiral downhill and keep wallowing, or I can try and do something so that it doesn't happen to the next Maggie, right? Mm. So that the next folks in the newsroom are treated with respect, are paid fairly when they ask, you know, for an explanation. And so I would say to your listeners, like, it's fine to be angry and frustrated because it's wrong. In most cases, it's illegal, and yet it still happens. And so I would challenge you all to say, like, okay, what can you do today? How can we plant those trees, to your point? How can we start to create that shade that the next generation can really benefit from? Because I think that's a way that we can channel our frustration into good, you know, and into those positive ripple effects we want to see in the world.
Let's get some tools in the mix here, because we definitely want people to have some. They got the concept, they got the ideas. Let's talk about negotiation. Like, how does this?
Yeah.
Give me some tools here to work on. And like, what can people do?
Right. So one of the things that I always say to people is, like, let me ask you a question. Okay. So do you know what you had for dinner last Tuesday?
Oh, no way. I don't know what I had for dinner last night. Oh, wait a minute. I do. I had a little bit of pizza. I had something. I kind of remember.
Okay.
What I had for lunch. What are you talking about, Megan?
Right.
I'm like,
right,
10
exactly.
podcast episodes in.
Yeah, I hear you. So let's talk about, like, dinner 4 weeks ago or dinner 4 months ago. Like,
not
of course
happening.
You don't know. Yeah,
zero
exactly,
chance.
Right? Because you've got a life, you've got Netflix to watch, you've got friends to hang out with, you know? And so our brains actually are fickle creatures. And so if we think about it from a work context, if we don't know what we had for dinner last week, how can we be expected to remember the success we had at work last week, or the amazing email that an executive sent us 3 months ago, or the awesome project that you completed 6 months ago? Like, you're never going to remember all of that because, you know, you've moved on and you're onto the next to-do list. And so one of the things I say to people, like, something that you can do literally today is start to track your successes and be your own hype gal, you know? And so that's one of the reasons why we built the Pep Talk Her app, which is totally free, by the way. It's part of our impact work. It's on all of the app stores. Mm. And the app is like a brag book. You know, it's meant to be your hype file. It's meant to be that place where you keep all those wins. So you organize an event, you take a photo, you upload it, it's there forever. You get a great email from your boss, screenshot, upload it, away you go.
What's a brag book? Because you're adding to my lexicon here, and I love it. I'm a sucker for alliteration. This is the first time I ever heard a brag book. I don't know.
Maybe I'm not bragging. What is that? Well, it's kind of like, you know, like a Fitbit that tracks all of your exercise and your success.
Oh, you're speaking
kind of
my
like
language.
That.
I have one right on my wrist right now as we speak with zero minutes of active. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So it's the Apple Watch, it's the Fitbit, it's the Whoop, whatever you've got, but it's for your career. So instead of tracking your exercise, your sleep, your steps, it tracks your work wins.
Oh,
so that's,
wow.
I just, you know, yeah, so that's what we call, like, you know, like a brag book, a hype file, you know, a pep talk list, whatever.
Yeah.
And then also, by the way, if you've got a big interview or a big presentation and you're sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, like, oh my goodness, this is really scary. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to take a couple of breaths. We're going to open up the app and you're going to see 10, 20, 40 things listed there that are kind of amazing. And what that does is, it tricks our brain. Instead of focusing on the negatives and the stress, all of a sudden, y'all are going to be focusing on, that's right, I did get that awesome email. Oh my gosh, yes, I did do that. I did close that deal. I did help that student, whatever the case may be for your industry. You know, like those metrics, those pieces of successes, like how you overcome failures, whatever success looks like for you at work, I need you to start writing that down. Now, I know that's a bit tedious and it's going to take you 10 or 30 seconds. I get it. But if you do that,
10 or 30 seconds, come on, for effective change, it's the little things that add up over time.
Right.
Like, amazing.
Right.
Go ahead. I couldn't let you get away with the 10 or 30 seconds. Everyone do it. All right. No, go ahead.
We're just going to do it. We're going to write it down. We're going to be like, you know what? I sent 3 emails today, or you know what? I closed a deal, or you know what? I supported my team today in this way. I had this great meeting and I helped someone who was feeling down. We're just going to write it down. And if you do that once a week, even if you take a vacation, at the end of the year, you've got 40, 50 things written down. So that changes our brain chemistry, right? Because our brains are actually, from a neuroscience perspective, our brains are hardwired for negativity. So we, you know, you have a bad day, you kind of wallow for ages, right? You get a bad meeting. Ugh, it's kind of hard to jump out of the funk. And so when we can trick our brain and start to really focus on those positives, all of a sudden the chemistry changes, right? And so that's one of the simplest things that I would say to folks listening is like, just once a week. That's it. Just celebrate your success once a week, track it in the app, and that's all you've got to do. Because then when it's performance review time, when a recruiter messages you, when you're going for a job interview, you're not starting from scratch. You've got a massive list and you're like, well, this is relevant. This isn't. This is relevant. I could use this example. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. You know, it kind of jogs your memory. It gives you that confidence and it gives you those tangible things to sell yourself.
Oh my gosh. So you just reminded me. So I did this big, I can't say spring cleaning, it's winter cleaning. I don't know. I just did this whole big old cleaning recently. And when I did, I found this folder I had. I haven't been in corporate America for going on 8 years now. But when I was, I worked for some really good companies and they like Charles Schwab, the Vanguard Group. I mean, they had amazing compensation. They had amazing like awards and they rewarded their employees very well. And I'd always worked for corporate companies like that. So
I didn't
call it a brag book or something else like that, but I used it exactly the way you're saying. It was just this folder that had every single award, accommodation, every single thing. And I'm telling you, even to this day, I looked at it and I'm like, it could be further from what I'm doing or what matters in my day to day, but made me feel good. It rewired the way I was thinking at that moment. And then it actually also got me to start to think about how I was interacting with our team.
Right.
And I was thinking about some of the things that made me feel good and appreciated and seen. And I'm like, well, why am I not? These aren't huge things, but they mean a lot long term. Look at me. I'm, you know, 15 years later looking at an award, having an emotion. So how nice would it be for us as leaders out there that are listening to this? To think about how we can, you know, introduce this app, introduce this concept to our culture and our organization.
Exactly. And you know, like it's our careers are long and we forget really cool stuff that we did as an intern or 5 years in. And as you say, it's like that warm and fuzzy feeling when you look back and you're like, hey, I had a really interesting career. You know, it's not what I'm doing now and it's very different, but that's kind of nice because our brain needs those touch points to remember. Because otherwise, what happens is it looks for those negative things, as I said. And so we want to really set ourselves up for success and create these positive intentions and these positive moments for the brain to focus instead. So I think that's the single biggest thing that folks can do. And the other thing is also like surround yourself with people who are going to celebrate with you. Surround yourself with people who can keep you accountable, or who can be like, hey, you're spiraling. Jump into the Pep Talker app. Tell me what happened last month. Tell me what you did in December. Like, let's focus on that. Because you don't have to do this alone. You know, if you get laid off, if you get overlooked for a promotion, like you're not alone. Like there are, I would say like, you know, probably 20, 30% of the people listening to this podcast have had something similar happen, no doubt, in the last few months, you know, like everyone's going through something. And so sharing that with other folks and allowing yourself to be supported and celebrated is a really powerful thing as well.
Speaking of forgetting things that we are accommodated for, Maggie, I know you said you're from Australia, so I don't know if you know this cartoon or not. Do you know who the Flintstones are?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yeah, I know they're huge, but I don't want to assume. I'm sorry. Just double checking. I don't know.
Of course.
So, so there was this character in the Flintstone called Captain Caveman. He was just this ridiculous character. But my very first award out of college, I still remember, and you just sparked that memory. I haven't thought of this in 20 some years easily.
Was
the Captain Caveman Sales Award. That was my very first award ever. And I remember it. And it was a silly award. And they gave you this thing and there's this Flintstone character on it, but you just reminded me. And I'm thinking to myself, man, what if I was on an app like what you've developed with Pep Talk Her and I could look at that memory at other times? Like I'm not just looking at it right now. Like I haven't thought of that in 20 years, but honestly, it just made me smile and made me feel really good. And I'm like, what if I could go back to that app at any point and look and see some of the previous things that have taken place so that especially if I'm feeling down or we're not having a good week or blah, 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 and not enough people are hitting that subscribe button. Hint to everybody listening, hit the subscribe button. So I feel not ashamed of that one, Maggie. But seriously, I'm thinking about it. I'm like the Captain Caveman Sales Award. So I'm like, wow, what if I had what you've developed throughout my whole career. Like, how meaningful mm-hmm. could that be? And how much more could that help me with, you know, even as a male, my confidence in other things that I'm pursuing. So whether you're male or female, I think it's an amazing concept.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, well, it's we want to set ourselves up for success in the long term, you know, because we have seasons in our career, seasons where things are great. And then there's seasons when things are really tough, you know, and also we can learn from those things too, right? So it's interesting. We have folks that use the pep talk wrap who are in sales, who are in marketing and tech. And then we also have, interestingly, a lot of entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, because like sometimes things can be lonely and you don't always have people to celebrate with. And so at the very least, you can celebrate with yourself in the app and get those reminders. And it's super easy. You press a button and it'll email you a PDF or a Word doc or whatever to access that. So that's the biggest thing. And then find yourself a cheerleader. Like, hopefully you have a friend in your life who loves, trusts and respects you. And I would just say, like, don't be shy to reach out to them when you're having a bad day and when you're having a good one, and then lean on them, you know, in those moments, and do practice negotiations. That's the other thing, is I don't want you to be doing your first negotiation in the salary conversation. I want you to be doing
how do we practice? Give me some of that. I like that idea. How do we practice?
Right. Because, you know, here's the other thing. We can trick our brain. So let's say you're going in and you want to ask your boss for an extra $10,000. Let's just say that as a round number. I would prefer for
Maggie,
your first
this is great
time,
content, but if my employees all start like sending me emails right now, like, oh, that was your best episode of the year, Adam. I'm not going to be, I'm joking. Go ahead. Finish, please.
So I was just going to say, like, yeah, you're like, oh, I'm going to have to censor this episode.
No, this is amazing and it's worth it. Go ahead, please.
So the thing is, like, you don't want to say, because sometimes, you know, sometimes people get nervous when they negotiate because we all have our baggage around negotiation. Like, for me, I remember the first time I started negotiating, quote unquote, was with my dad when I was like 15 and always grounded. So I was like trying to get access to go to the cool parties, but I wasn't allowed to because I was too naughty. So, like, I have this concept that negotiation is like aggressive and it's combative and it's a fight. But actually, I had to do a lot of rewiring around that. Really, negotiation, if you boil it down, is a conversation. That's it. And if you're introverted or if you're extroverted, everyone knows how to have a conversation, right? Like, everyone can communicate in some capacity. So if you can communicate in some capacity, you can absolutely negotiate, right? So that's the first reframe I want to give everyone. And then the other thing is to say is that, like, do a practice. Get out your iPhone, get out your Android, whatever, and just set it up and record yourself pretending to ask your boss. And then watch that back. And it's going to feel really awkward, but you're going to notice stuff. Are you blushing? Are you looking nervous? And then I want you to record it again, and I want you to pretend that you're asking as though you're Oprah. Like, let's channel a bit of Oprah's confidence. And then watch that video back and see how that looks. And what you'll notice is you can actually channel other people's confidence. And you can use that to kind of help you if you're feeling nervous. You can channel whoever you like, whoever you admire. Maybe it's a boss, maybe it's a family member or a friend, someone famous on TV. Channel their energy and ask in a way that you think they would ask and see what happens, you know? And as I say, do those practice conversations with a friend as well. Get them to role play being your boss. Because what you're doing in that experience is you're tricking your brain. Because your brain's like, oh yeah, I've already asked for $10,000 before. I've said that. The world didn't stop spinning. I survived. And so then that means when you go into the real deal, your brain will be like, yeah, I can do this. I've already done this. It's fine. So we sort of move from like nervous, like reptile energy, reptile brain, into more like confidence, like leaning forward, assertive confidence and energy when we're having that negotiation.
Now, Maggie, I don't know if this is set, so if it's not, you can correct me, but the State of the Woman conference, do you have any idea what you're, I know it's still, there's still some time before it happens. Do you know what you're going to be speaking on yet, or your content?
Look, I can't give too much away because we want there to be some surprises.
I understand. I'm a new guy. I gotta try.
I want people to go,
but.
Yeah. So listen, it's very practical. So I would say to people, like, everything that I teach on stage is like super practical. You're going to want to bring your notepad. You're going to have stuff that you're going to put into practice that day, super tangible. And it's all about like understanding your strength and your values. And by the way, what you can bring to the table is very different from me. I can't compete with you in the workforce and vice versa, because all of us have our own, you know, secret sauce. So we're going to be leaning into that, figuring out what makes you unique. We're going to figure out how you best sell that so that firstly you get paid really well, but also you kind of love your job. Like, I don't think we need to live in this world anymore where it's sort of like a drudgery to get up and go to work. I'm very big on like helping folks find their alignment. So we're going to focus on that. And then we're going to really work. We're going to do some inner work too, like understanding like who you want to be in the long term and what you want your life and work to look like and how we can kind of navigate towards that confidently. So I'm really excited.
Great stuff. Well, Maggie, just want to say thank you for coming on the show today. Really appreciate it. Tell us what's going on with the State of the Women Conference. And of course, Pep Talk Her. For anybody that's watching or listening to this, you can check out Maggie's work and her team over at Pep Talk Her. That's PEPTALKHER.com/paymemore. Super simple to remember. Who doesn't want to get paid more? So again, Pep Talk Her. .com/paymemore. And then if you want to check them out on social media, it's at Pep Talk Her. I'm looking at it on Instagram. Great Instagram page. Great content there. And I think over 20,000 followers. So great work there. And for the first time listeners, I know you heard me drop it earlier in the conversation, but if you haven't hit that subscribe button, now's your personal customized invitation just to you and only you that's listening to this right now. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're feeling really friendly, I'm not mad if you hit a review. And if you just leave one of those nice reviews, I promise I won't be mad. I'll be so thrilled. Maggie, really appreciate you coming on the show. And this really has been fun. So thank you.
Such a pleasure. I'm so excited to stay in touch with you all. Thanks so much.